5, and follow along with me there in verse 25 through 30. Mark chapter 5, verse 25 through 30. These might be some familiar verses. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things and many physicians, and spent all that she had, and nothing was better, but rather grew worse. And when she had heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and touched his garment. And she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be made whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Verse 30, and Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, Who touched my clothes? This fifth chapter of the book of Mark has been called, you ready? It's been called the chapter of lost causes. In Mark chapter 5, there's a story that's one of the lost causes about the maniac of Gadara, a young man who had been chained in the cemetery out in the graveyards. He was chained to the tombs. He was running around naked with no clothes on. That's crazy. Naked, no clothes on. That's the same thing. And the Bible says that he broke the chains. The Bible says that he foamed at the mouth. The Bible said he was crazy. Bible scholars said he was a lunatic. He's a maniac of Gadara. Nobody could do nothing with him. And then he met Jesus. He was a lost cause until he met Jesus. And then the Bible says that saying when he met Jesus, that Jesus said that when he went to town, he was found in his right mind. The book of the chapter of lost causes. Now, the second person we see is the girl, Jairus' daughter, 12 years old, who had died. And that's a lost cause, not when Jesus gets involved, because if you're dead, hey, that means nothing to Jesus. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And my friend, in this book, in this chapter, she's called a lost cause because she's dead. But when Jesus met the 12-year-old daughter of Jairus, the Bible says that she just raised up and walked. She arose from the dead with the touch of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so here we are. Jesus raised a girl from the dead. Jesus cleared a mind of a maniac of Gadara. Two lost causes that wasn't lost when Jesus met him. And then the third lost cause that's mentioned in the great book of Mark chapter 5 is the lost cause of this woman with the issue of blood. She's in our story. Jesus, she's going to meet Jesus. We saw that in verse 30. She's going to meet Jesus and she's going to be healed 100%. And I love the Bible because here's what the Bible says about verses like this and about stories like this. The world says there are lost causes. The world says there's no hope. The world says that's just the deck you got nailed in your life. But that's not what Scripture says. The Bible says in Psalms that that's the Lord Jesus Christ, he healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. Hey, church family, if God can heal a maniac, lunatic, crazy guy that the society couldn't handle and put him in his right mind, if God can raise a girl 12 years old from the dead and raise her up where she's walking and talking and prove that she's alive all of a sudden, if he can do that and people are astonished at it, then I'm here to tell you that this morning we're going to see this story, we're going to unpack this story, we're going to see this story of idiot faith here in chapter 5 of Mark. So I'm asking you on purpose to listen up real careful, lean in if you have to, listen up real careful this morning, because the same God that did what he did with the maniac of Gadara and put him in his right mind, and the same God that raised a 12-year-old girl that was dead, I mean like dead, and raised her from the dead, is the same God, don't miss it, is the same God that has you here this morning, along with me here this morning, and he specializes in cases that the world says can't be solved, in cases that the world says there's no hope, in cases where it's all lost. I'm here to tell you, if you're here today, hey, you're going to hear about the God who specializes in those that have been betrayed, those that have been broken, those that have been bruised, those that have been battered, those that have been full of bitterness because of life, the journey of life. Hey, today this message is for you, right out of Scripture in the New Testament, and Jesus comes to the rescue. First of all, I want you to notice in verse number 25, her condition. It says there so clear, so simple, anybody could understand it that read it. It says in verse 25 that a certain woman had an issue of blood 12 years. Now, we just sung the song, "He Knows My Name." We don't know her name. It's a certain woman. But God knew her name. God knew her address. God knew where she was. Just like that song said, He knows her name. And we don't know her name, but we do know her condition. She has a disability because of a disease, of an issue of blood for 12 years. Her condition was she had a blood disease. It describes in verse 25 an issue of blood. Bible scholars tell us what that means so that different kinds of opinions, but most generally, Bible scholars agree that she had much blood loss. Okay, so that's the Bible expert's interpretation of what that means, an issue of blood. She had lots of blood loss. And they go on to say that for 12 years, it was so bad that she hemorrhaged for most of that 12 years. She was bleeding internally. She was bleeding externally. Bad condition, serious condition. Her condition was threatening. Her condition was a danger to herself. Now, our Christian Science friend, my wife used to work with a lady that was a Christian Science. You might know some people that are in that denomination. But our Christian Science friends tell us, and they believe, part of their belief is that they believe that Christians don't get sick, that Christians don't have diseases, that Christians don't suffer illnesses. Now, all I can say about that is that's neither scientific nor is it biblical. I just say that. I've been sick, I'm saved. You've been sick, you're saved. Hey, and so I'm just simply saying that they believe that it's all in one's mind. If you get sick, that's mind over matter, that you can defeat that, but that's nowhere in Scripture. This woman was sick. This certain woman, unnamed woman, she's sick. She's sick 12 years. She has the blood disease. Her disease is blood loss, and it's caused her much misery. And she's sick, she's weak. You can imagine without blood, she's anemic, she's hurting. She is what we call in the medical field, she's in an acute situation. She ought to be top priority on the list to simply be looked at by specialists. Now, there's three types of blood loss in my study. Number one, arterial blood loss. Now, arterial blood loss, these are the most common types of blood loss when I looked at and I studied for this message today. Arterial blood loss is where blood that is transported from the heart to the body via arteries. Sometimes we lose that blood. Secondly, through venous blood loss. And that's opposite of arterial blood loss, and that means that when blood is carried are transported from the body to the heart, then that blood sometimes is lost. So they call it blood loss. The third way, that the most common ways for blood loss is capillary blood loss. Capillary. And those are the tiny, small blood vessels that attach or they connect the arteries and the veins together. And so any one of these things that aren't working right that I just mentioned, then all of a sudden, if they're not doing their job, the blood loss is not getting from point A to point B, from point B to point A, if they're not getting from the capillaries to the veins or the arteries, if any of that happens, then there's going to be in the human body, there's going to be improper functioning. It's not going to function properly. And many times the veins will begin to swell. And so those are the kind of symptoms that doctors look at, that edema causes, swelling causes, wrong blood flow causes, non-functioning properly causes. And if any type of internal, external bleeding most generally leads to injury. Okay? And so we're just trying to kind of scale down here to what's going on. Now, the same experts say this about hemorrhaging. They say this, that it's like someone's been hit with a blunt object, taking something solid and knocked them in the head. Maybe a car accident. It could cause hemorrhaging. Maybe you fall off a bicycle, or you fall off a horse, or you fall off a ladder, and you hit wrong, or you land wrong. And the next thing you know, you could have something that would cause internal, external blood loss. And maybe you can't see it, maybe you can see it. Her condition, an issue of blood, 12 years. Now, hey, I want us to think about that for just a moment. I don't want us to pass by it, glance by it, go to the next verse, go to the next point. I want us to think about blood disorder for 12 years. Now, cold lasts. We've all had colds. A cold might last just a few days, and then it's done. The flu, most of us probably had the flu. A flu can last a week, maybe 10 days. There are certain injuries that we've gotten, may take a few months to get over it. It ends with rehab. A few months, a week, a few days. Diagnosis like cancer, which was in my family big time, with my dad dying of cancer, and my mom's had cancer, and my uncles and aunts died of cancer, and so it runs in our family really thick. And so diagnosis like cancer becomes many times a grinding marathon. So when you think about 12 years, a dozen years, a decade plus of having the same disease, I want us to really get the picture about this poor lady that's being introduced to us, and her condition is described to us. You see, our unnamed lady, our unnamed woman here in Scripture, she suffered every morning. She suffered every evening. You see, she simply suffered, and hours turned into days, and days turned into weeks, and weeks turned into months, and months turned into years for a total of 12 years. I want you to think about that. 12 years she suffered. This is the Word of God. Her condition was real. It's not a fable. It's not a parable. It's not a story that means something else. No, her condition was real. It's not imaginary. She was tired. Can you imagine 12 years of sickness? Can you imagine how worn out she is? Can you imagine how spent she is? Can you imagine how trapped she feels, and how much in a dire need she must be? 12 long years leading to her death. No doubt it's taking its toll. No doubt it's she's probably skin and bones. No doubt she's pale. No doubt her hair has fallen out. No doubt her eyes are sucking into her face. No doubt she's a sight to see. 12 years of a blood disease. She's hurting. It's tough. Her iron's down. She's anemic. I mean, can you imagine? Leviticus says the life of the flesh is in the blood. Religiously, she was considered unclean on top of that. The law said that you're unclean. And so lo and behold, her condition was considered contagious, and so nobody could touch her, nobody could be around her. For 12 years, she's a loner. For 10 years, for 12 years, she's looked at. For 12 years, she's ignored. For 12 years, she's put across across the tracks. I mean, can you imagine how much she must have failed? She couldn't touch nobody. Nobody could touch her. 12 years. I want to paint the picture. I want you to know who we're talking about here. She couldn't touch nobody. Nobody could touch her. They'd be considered unclean if they touched her, and she'd be considered unclean for doing that. The stigma caused to be a loner, shameful, humiliated. That's her condition. Her consultants, look at verse 26. Her consultants. And it suffered many things of many physicians, and it spent all that she had, and was nothing better but grew worse. My former life, this is medicine. Oh, how I used to love medicine. I mean, I used to love medicine. I'm just telling you. And these are some of the medicine that I sold for 17 years as a pharmaceutical manager, pharmaceutical rep. And so it's close to my heart because medicine does a lot of great things if it's taken right and it's prescribed I mean, there's medicine in here that if it's taken right, and somebody's got a newborn baby, and they're so excited to be a parent, then their doctor might put them on one of our drugs that we had that would stop spina bifida. Spina bifida. And so I could go back to a doctor, and I could go back and call on that doctor and teach that doctor and train that doctor and educate that doctor and could come back. And many times I'd be in there, and they'd have the parents in there with a new baby, and they knew I was a rep for that product. They knew that was the drug that we pushed, and they'd go like, hey, I want you to see your baby. It's healthy partly because of your drug. Now, that makes you feel good. That makes you go home and say, man, we had some success today. That makes you feel good about what you do. And so medicine that we know nowadays works, and it works well. We had medicine for pre-labor. Someone goes into labor early. And so there's medicine here that will take those contractions away, those false contractions away, and it'll settle them down, their system down. And it was called breathing. And the medicine simply was an amazing drug that doctors used if someone went into that and could stop that until everything else was lined up to start those contractions. We have medicine here for Salaria. Salaria is a crazy name for excessive drooling. You say, well, what kind of drug is that? Well, people they lose confidence and self-esteem because they drool. And they can take a drug, they can take a pill, they can take some medicine, and they can simply take that, and it changes their life. We have a drug that was for excessive sweating. Excessive sweating. You've seen somebody, you shake their hands, and their hands are wet with the sweat, and they're embarrassed, or their armpits are just sweating because they're nervous. And so there's drugs that do so many things. And sometimes it don't heal the sweating or heal the drooling, but what it does is it might stop most of the drooling. It might stop most of the sweating. It can control it with medicine. And so sometimes it don't necessarily cure it 100%, but most medicines take care of the symptoms of that. And cosmetically, people are happy, and you got all kinds of stuff. There's medicine here for probably something most of you take it for irritable bowel syndrome. Man, what a big market that is. That was a blockbuster drug there. IBS, you hear about it all the time. We sold a bunch of it. And so medicine, in my former life of pharmacology, I'm one of the guys. We're talking about her consultants, okay? We saw her condition. Her consultant was physicians, but I was one of those guys that went and educated doctors. I was one of those guys that built relationships with physicians. I was one of those guys that the term that when I started my career was I was a detail man. I wouldn't detail doctors and nurses and nurse practitioners and physician's assistants. I simply educated them on a drug for their patients that have these symptoms. And if you give them this drug through a prescription, they get it at the drugstore, it'll start working. And here's what it'll do. And so we was their educators. We're the ones that told them about the newest, latest drug that's on the market. And the common denominator for the doctors that I called on, I had something I wanted, they had something they wanted, and what we both wanted was we wanted the patient well. We wanted the patient fixed. We wanted the patient not calling the doctor's office because the medicine, the treatment, the procedure took care of it. So we're all on the same page. And so that's exactly where this woman is, who simply has a condition of a blood issue. And lo and behold, she has been to consultant after consultant, called physicians and doctors. She had been to so many and done so many things and spent all her money. And instead of getting better, she got worse, the Bible says. Now, I believe that these early generational doctors here, I believe they did the best they could with what they had. I believe they did the best with what the medicines they had. Man, we've really progressed in 2022 and in the last 30 years for sure. And lo and behold, I think they did the best they could. But in her case, they couldn't pinpoint it. In her case, they couldn't get the bottom of it. In her case, they didn't help her. She got Whereas this unnamed woman here in Mark chapter 5 went to many doctors. You've got to give kudos. You've got to pat her on the back. She's trying. She spent all of her money, the Bible says, not just some of her money, but the Bible says she spent time. It took effort. She was waiting on doctors to help her. She was waiting and praying and wishing for a positive outcome this time. And 12 long years of pain, 12 long years of waiting, 12 long years of agony, 12 long years of with complying with their instructions. And the Bible says that the end result were that she grew worse, not better. People that go to the doctor, their chronic illnesses, and they go to the doctor time and time again. Man, just think about how the enduring painful treatments over and over. Try this and try this and try something else. Oh, man, she's so desperate that, yeah, she will do it. Agreeing to experimental suffering. I don't know if this will work. Oh, do it. Do anything. I know it's going to be painful. I know it's going to hurt. I know it's going to be uncomfortable. But do it. She was so desperate to get healed, she would do it. And the Bible says in verse 26, not only did she see a lot of physicians, but she spent all she had. Medical treatments are expensive. You and I know that. Prescription drugs are highway robbery. We know that. Even with good insurance, out-of-pocket expenses can drain a person's bank account because it's expensive. Making good drugs is expensive. And there's a lot of red tape. There's a lot of regulations you have to go through. And so it's a surprise. They're going to make their money back when you start selling drugs. And so you can imagine her plight, her situation. You can understand her condition and her consultants. The Bible says after, verse 1-6, after doing all this, spending all her money, after doing all this, seeing many different doctors, nothing better, actually got worse off. How many cancer patients question treatments? How many? The side effects of chemotherapy. The side effects of radiation. Many times it's worse than the disease itself. As a pastor, I deal with many people that have many diseases like cancer, and I've had people that called me in to do a funeral because they said, look, I'm living today, but I'm going to pull myself off of dialysis. They had me in sure on the room with them, and their wife and their family are there, and they said, we called you here because I'm just going to make the call. This is no life. This is no way to live. And so I'm going to pull myself off dialysis because I have no life. And I'm just going to trust God. If he gives me 5 hours, 5 days, 5 months, then that's okay. I have no life like this. We understand that. And that's exactly what this woman must have felt time and time again. The suffering, the grind, the helplessness. Wishing that this illness will go away. When's it going to go away? I've paid my dues. I've been there. I've done that. She had been to many physicians, no avail. She had spent every dollar she had. Think about it. Hey, no doubt she's down. She's discouraged. She's depressed. She never got any better. She actually just got worse. Hey, can I tell you this? When hope runs out, the door to death cracks open. That's where she is. Her condition. Her consultants. Thirdly, her cure. Thank the Lord for the cure. Look at verse 27. This is her cure. And when she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. And she said, if I just may touch his clothes, I shall be made whole. Here she is, helpless, hopeless, done all she can, human possibly, according to the small scripture we have here. She said, if I can just touch his garment, I've heard so many good things about him. I heard what he can do. I heard he's a miracle worker. I heard he's the Son of God. If I can just touch his clothes, her word says, I shall be made whole. I can be healed. Hey, and she said, man, hey, if I can do that. And so all of a sudden, this is where idiot faith comes in our spirit. After doing what she could do, remember? That's what we're good at. We're kind of good about leaving God out until we need God. And that's what she did. Nothing wrong going to doctors, but hey, why not go to Christ, the healer? Why not go to Jesus, the great physician? And so after doing all she did, after doing all she could do, And she just got worse, and she never felt any better. She finally got on her side of the promise, the verse, her side, the imaginary fence of the verse. In all thy ways acknowledge him. I'm just going to acknowledge him. I'm just going to trust him. And if I just can get there, if I can just get to that guy, hey, no one else has helped me. But if I can get to him and just touch him, hey, he's got the power to heal me whole. The Bible says, once she did that, God clicked in his side of the faith. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy. The best news I have for our life, in health, sickness, or in death, on a good day, on a difficult day, or possibly you feel your world's falling apart, the best news I can share with you is just do what this unnamed woman did. She reached out. She touched a man by the name of Jesus. And the Bible says she got healed. Ooh, look at verse 29. It says, and she was healed of that plague. It says, and straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the plague. It wasn't a gradual process where you get better today and a little bit better the next week and a little bit better some other time. No. Hey, it wasn't a gradual process. She was healed completely. She was healed wholly. She was healed immediately. Hey, mark it down. There is no disease. Hey, I'm saying there is no sickness. I'm saying there is no ailment or illness that lies beyond God's ability to heal. He's the healer. Hey, faith is in God I trust. I've got to trust in him, realize that he can do what no one else can do. I'm a lost cause to the world, not to him. I've got to exercise my faith. Psalms 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, who heals all of thy diseases. No such thing as incurable in his vocabulary. There's no such thing as fatal in his vocabulary. There's no such thing as those things we talk about. God is the healer. God is the disease healer, and we need to understand that. Jesus tells her, this is her confession in verse 34, or he asked, who touched me? Verse 30, who touched my clothes? Her confession. In verse 32, and he looked around about to see her that had been done this thing, but the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what she had done in her, verse 33, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. Here's what Jesus said, verse 34, as we close. And he said, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy faith. Like idiot faith, in God I trust faith. It worked in Mark chapter 5 in a very, very tough situation. The year was AD 31. That's when it worked. That's when Jesus showed. That's when Jesus healed. And I'm saying from AD 31 to 2022, it works today. It just takes a secret sauce. A secret sauce is faith. Your faith, my faith, ancient faith, in God I trust faith, personal faith. And it takes reaching out to Jesus in faith. And it's not one of many steps. It is the step. Just reaching out to him. You need to be healed today? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? He's the answer. He was the answer then. He's the answer today. Enter bowed, eyes are closed. Idiot faith in all thy ways acknowledge him. I don't think she was wrong by doing what she did with doctors and trying to get well. We've all done that. Boy, when that light bulb came on that I'm just spinning my wheels, I better go find another avenue. And she found Jesus, and Jesus stepped up, and Jesus showed up. Because that's what he does. You're here today. It's been too long since you got touched from the Master. Today, you got to call out to it. Heavenly Father, we love you. Father, we thank you for this series. We thank you for faith. We thank you for her faith. And we thank you, Lord, for the results. Thank you. The Lord, we serve a God that heals, that a God that knows our name, a God that knows our condition, a God that knows our situation. It's not hid from you. Help us, Lord, to turn it over to you and leave it in your hands. You're faithful. Thank you for that, Lord. Bless the day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's all stand. You can join Ruben in singing this morning. We can help you. We're here.
We can pray for you.
You need to join a good church. God's church. Rise and believe in baptism. You need to surrender to ministry.
Worship for me. Heaven that gives me
Jesus died for you. He's not a respecter of persons. He's here for God's always encouraged my heart. God bless you. Trust you have a good day today.